It was an extraordinary day of political turmoil yesterday. Jamie Lee Ross quitting the National Party moments before National MPs voted unanimously to expel him from the caucus. Today, Jamie Lee Ross says he will go to the police to lay a complaint over what he says are corrupt practices by National's leader Simon Bridges, who denies the allegations. Let's talk now to Paula Bennett, who is the deputy leader of the National Party. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a bit of a mess.
Oh, gosh, isn't it? And it's, it's kind of devastating, really, to be honest, that we're even in this sort of situation.
The allegations that have been made by Jamie Lee Ross against Simon Bridges are very serious allegations, aren't they? Are they true?
Well, they are serious, but to be honest, they're kind of all over the place as well. So, you know, he's sort of making these very broad allegations. They're not true, so I want to put that absolutely on record. But then I'm not exactly sure what he's alleging. So from the sounds of it, he's gone and picked up a donation and then he has split it up. We're trying to go through all of our records so that we can absolutely... But what I do know is that Simon has certainly done nothing illegal. He has not filed anything that he shouldn't have or in a way that shouldn't have been done. And look, if Jamie Lee Ross wants to go to the police and thinks he has information, well, he should do that.
OK, let's unpick that a little bit. In your words, he's gone and got a donation. You don't just sort of go out the door and pick up the bag of money, though, do you? I mean, if he's gone out and got a donation, under whose instructions would he have gone out and got a donation?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's what we, what we need to look at. I mean, we're a national, we're the National Party. We fundraise. That's not unusual. Every political party does. We need to run. We have, we're all sort of fundraising in different ways all of the time. So it's not unusual for people to want to support us and give us money. And it's not unusual for us to then file that, with the party and do it that way. So I don't think that there is anything in us, someone wanting to give us money in us doing that. It's how it's being filed and that seems to be questioned at the moment.
But it's also the involvement or otherwise of Simon Bridges, because Jamie Lee Ross says that it was Mr. Bridges who asked him to collect the $100,000 donation from Yukon Zhang in May, which was then split into smaller amounts to hide it. That is the allegation that he has made. He says he has a taped phone conversation to prove it. You must be quite concerned about that.
No, not really, because I just know that Simon wouldn't have done anything illegal, and he certainly has told me that as well. So we're not concerned in that aspect at all. I mean, Jamie Lee Ross himself has said that he phoned Simon with the explicit purpose of entrapping him. So I don't know what sort of tape he's going to give out, whether or not it's doctored, whether or not he's tried to set him up. I mean, I'm not sure. So look, let's just see that so that we can deal with it as we can.
You've asked Simon Bridges about the legality of his actions, did you?
Oh, we've had conversations. Of course, I didn't need to ask him.
And sorry to interrupt, but these are quite important questions. Did you ask him whether he indeed knew about the donation made by Yukon Zhang?
Look, he said he certainly had conversations with him and with others that have, wanted to support the National Party.
So hang on, this is new to my ears, and again, sorry to interrupt, but it's just important to get these details on the record. He has confirmed to you that he had a discussion with Yukon Zhang about donating to National.
Well, he certainly had dinner with him. He's trying to recall that dinner and all of the conversations, and then I think he has seen him at other functions, which Jamie Lee Ross has put photos out.
Yes, we know that, but you said that he had had a discussion with him, though.
Well, he certainly thinks that it may have come up that he had said, I want to support the National Party. Simon, knowing, I think, that Jamie Lee knows him, probably did put him onto it. So we're trying to dig through all of it. Remember,
okay, so that's new to me. That's new to my ears, because Simon Bridges was avoiding those questions yesterday. You're now saying that he did have a discussion with Yukon Zhang about donating to the National Party.
I'm saying they definitely have met, they definitely talked, and now we need to make sure that we understand exactly what happened from that and where it went.
Yes, you have confirmed this morning that the two did discuss donations being made to National?
Well, I wasn't there, so look, if
yeah, but Simon Bridges has told you that, right?
Well, I'm nervous, Glenn, that I am actually misrepresenting, or I'm doing a third, you know, third-hand conversation.
Yeah, but you've talked to Simon Bridges.
As you can imagine, we're trying to dig our way through all of this. It is very complex. We're not sure what Jamie Lee Ross has done. He's kind of woven this all through. It's not straightforward. And I am hesitant. And now, you know, I don't want to misrepresent. And I think...
I don't want you to misrepresent either, which is why I'll give it another turn, because I think if you go back and listen to this interview about 3 minutes ago, you said that he had a discussion with Mr. Zhang about donating money. Now, I'll give you a chance to retract that, but that's what I thought you said, and it's important.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Look, I know that they had dinner, and I know that they've met at functions and that sort of thing. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that through all of that, I know that he has. I'm pretty sure that Mr. Youghan has wanted to support the National Party. Now, whether that conversation...
How do you know that?
Well, I'm trying to remember now whether or not it was from Simon or whether or not it was via Jamie Lee that I've heard it. So this is why we're probably hesitant, and Simon was yesterday, because we want to make sure we do have the facts clear and that we're not trying to backtrack, because we have done nothing wrong.
Yeah,
we
so
have
what,
nothing to hide.
Did you know? Did you know about the donation? Did you know about the donation?
No, but then we give donations all the time, and so we're just not that close to it. It's the party that generally deals with it, and if someone knows someone, then they might be, you know, helping bring that in. But no, we do. It wouldn't be unusual for me not to know.
Can we move then to the question of Jamie Lee Ross's own behaviour? Because you've made comments yesterday, Simon Bridges has made comments about a pattern of behaviour, and then you accused him of behaviour that was inappropriate for a married member of parliament. What did you mean by that?
Oh, just exactly what I said. You know, he had gone out there and said that we had been accusing him of sexual harassment of women, and that's not true. And we hadn't done that. And then I was repeatedly asked about that. He likened himself to Brett Kavanaugh. It was quite extraordinary in his hour-long stand-up. And so I was continually being asked about the sexual harassment, and we hadn't put sexual harassment to him, but we had put inappropriate behaviour to him.
But you added that bit, didn't you, which is very telling. You added that bit for a married member of parliament. So you've brought his family, I guess, into it, or you've brought his... I don't know, his morality, but you've certainly brought his family into it, haven't you? Because you've questioned his marriage, I suppose.
I certainly didn't intend to do that, but it was him that was sort of going out there and alleging sexual harassment allegations had been put to him, and I'm simply saying that it was inappropriate behaviour.
Yeah. Do you regret saying that?
Well, I wasn't. I mean, he was the one that was going out there and putting other allegations and characterising it.
You've returned fire by bringing his marriage into it, though, haven't you?
Well, I certainly didn't intend to do that. It was around inappropriate behaviour, and that was what was put to him.
Is Simon Bridges in trouble here?
No, he's not. And if anything, he's shown really strong leadership, I think, over the last few days. He has got the absolute support of all of his caucus. Everyone's trying to look for, you know, other chinks and everything else, and they can't find it because we back him. We think he has done the best thing for us over the last few days. This is not a situation that anybody wants to be in. It is extraordinary. And I think Simon's coming out stronger.
Just finally, this is a guy who's been whip. He's been a front bencher, Jamie Lee Ross. He's going to have a number of weapons, isn't he, to throw at you. You must be concerned that this is going to be a huge distraction for you, especially with the by-election focusing the spotlight on this whole saga.
Oh, look, we would much rather be talking about New Zealanders and the challenges that they're facing and cost of living and everything else. Unfortunately, in all workplaces, you know, you deal with some pretty extraordinary things. We deal with ours publicly, and that's the jobs that we've chosen, and quite rightly so, we get put through a different level of scrutiny. And we're going through a really bumpy time right now, and so we're going to be strong enough, we're going to stand up, we're going to be able to face those things, and then hopefully, you know, our focus even today is going to be on talking about the things that we think are important to New Zealand households.
Thanks for your time this morning. We do appreciate you fronting on this issue. It's Paula Bennett there, who is the Deputy Leader of the National Party.